Hello and welcome to SF Live. My name is Kai Hoffman. I'm the @JR Mining Guy on Twitter and the CEO of the Zor Financial Group. Thanks so much for joining us. Exciting conversation lined up for you today because we got an old veteran in the markets today joining us. It's Todd Horwitz of Bubba Trading. He's been in the markets and he's been a trader for 44 years. And we got lots to discuss. What is the U.S. dollar doing? Job numbers coming out tomorrow. How does it affect gold and silver? And how are the overall markets looking? Are we in a bear trap right now? Is there a bear squeeze going on? Are we being trapped? Are we being fooled? We'll find out. We'll discuss with him in a few short seconds. Before I switch over, follow us on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter. Hit that like and subscribe button. Leave a comment. Much appreciated. And share the video. It helps with the algorithm. And you want more people to see the videos because I think we provide quite deep, actually. So, let me, my guest, Todd, it's fantastic to have you on the program. I've been watching a lot of videos. I've seen you on Kitco and other platforms. So thanks so much for making the time and thanks for joining us.
Kai, it's great to be with you. And pleasure to join you for the first time. And hopefully, I want to be one of many.
Oh, fantastic. No, looking forward to that. And we got our allegiances, our stars are aligned today because you're rooting for the Broncos today, and I'm a Broncos fan. So, let's have our fingers crossed and let's hope they pull out a victory today.
Only if they win by three or more, otherwise I won't be happy.
We'll see. Both teams have running back issues. So, it seems like the market, it's limping, both teams are limping a little bit. Great segue. Wow. Head on the shoulder. But Todd, busy week, lots going on. It feels like pressure's building for the Fed. We got job numbers coming out tomorrow. What do you expect to happen and what do you expect those numbers to tell us?
Well, you know, the job number is always a challenge because there's so many different guesses and so many different attempts at it. I'm going to assume that it's going to be a beat because, again, one of the unfortunate problems with government numbers is they can be revised later. So they can beat it tomorrow and then revise it next month like nothing happened. And I know ADP just beat by about 20,000 jobs yesterday. So I would assume it's going to be a beat. I don't know how the market's going to react to this. You know, the market is actually reacting quite crazily at the moment with this monster rally out of nowhere. So I would suggest that you're going to see a market beat and better than expected numbers, but I don't know what effect they'll have on the markets themselves. I think that's being priced in right now.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of risk off again in the last few days, which I'm a bit puzzled by because there's still a ton of uncertainty in the market. Like for me, it's like, I don't know if we're going left or right. Are we raising rates? Are we keeping rates? Are we holding steady? I don't think we're lowering, but why does the market feel like it can go risk off again?
Well, I think the markets are going lower. Look, right now we've had a monster rally since, you know, after the end of the quarter last Friday, they really sold off hard into the end of the quarter, which has made sense, right? If you're an advisor or you're in that business, you know, you're working on a commission per quarter, you might as well take your losses and then come into a new quarter looking for a better quarter. So I think what we saw was a short squeeze rally Monday and Tuesday, a great recovery on Wednesday. And today they're kind of wobbly, but I would expect, and I don't think that there's any hope that we're going much higher than where we are. I would suspect that by the end of the year, we'll probably be down 35 to 40% for the year. And I think before this sell-off is done, I would expect to see 50 to 70% from the highs before we finish the selling that we're going to see.
Yeah, wow. That's quite a drop, actually, 35, 40%. What's triggering it? Like, Why are we seeing the selling? Why do you expect the selling to occur?
Inflation. I mean, you know, the inflation 8.3 CPI, which is total garbage. The real number is probably 20%. I mean, the average person, you know, they don't count food and energy correctly, right? Food and energy is much more than 4% of a family's budget, barring they don't have a major expense. Okay, but if everything is clean for the year, then food and energy far outweighs everything else they spend. Food and is going up to the moon. I mean, we're working at prices that are unbelievable, not to mention the price of oil, and that's in the States. And I know you guys, where you're at, it's four times what we are. So the inflation is totally a joke when they report a number of 8.3 when gas is up over 200% since 2020. Okay. And, you know, that is, and there lies the biggest problem and why we're suffering through this is because of the United States energy policy. You know, they want to go to this new Green New Deal, this climate change. And again, if you're a believer, I'm personally not a believer in climate change. I think if you look at the Vostok Index, we go in cycles. But either way, if you're a believer, that's great. But you can't shut off your main resource without a plan on how you're going to get to the new resource. We couldn't handle the new green energy, even if we were prepared to go that way yet. So why are we not using fracking and shale producing, which has no effect on the carbon footprint? In fact, it would save the carbon footprint and actually make the environment better. Because right now, because of what the United States has done, you've got more coal plants going up all over the world now. We're at record amounts of coal burning now because it's the cheapest energy supply and because the United States stopped drilling oil, okay, which we were a net exporter helping all these countries, including Germany and the UK with liquefied natural gas, that we are causing many of these problems that are happening globally, which we could have simply avoided if these guys would wake up and say, you know what, we should go back because it doesn't change and we aren't ready to go to totally green environment yet.
No, it doesn't feel like it. Looking at copper projects around the world and other battery metal projects like lithium projects, I think we're quite short on the supply side as well. you're a veteran trader, obviously, 44 years as a trader. What are you trading right now? It sounds like you're trading some energy and energy metals.
I trade everything, Kai. Honestly, I carry 30 commodities and futures positions every day of the year, okay, either long or short. I trade off an algorithm on my day trading or my swing trading. I day trade every morning about 8 or 10 products, depending on what's going on, because I trade with my members. And then I carry a lot of equities. But give me something that's liquid. Give me something that's moving and I'll trade more of it at that time. You know, give me some action somewhere. And I just like when I was on the trading floor, if one pit was busier than another, I'd run to the pit that was busier. And I will always run to commodities or whatever that are really busy. Right now, unfortunately, we're not very busy. So it really is a challenge to trade as these markets kind of vacillate back and forth. But, you know, I mean, obviously the indexes are always active to trade. Crude oil, I trade all the time. And right now I'm short crude. But I do believe it's going much higher over time. We trade the grain markets. You know, again, I'll trade any market as long as there's liquidity.
Yeah. You're short crude. I got to follow up on that real quick because this morning the OPEC Plus just announced their 2 million barrel cut. What's your trading strategy there? What's your theory behind going short?
Well, I mean, we've been short since 120, okay? And we haven't covered yet. I would assume another rally, we'll probably be pretty close to covering based. Again, this is strictly based on my trading algorithm that carries positions overnight. Personally, I believe crude, before it's all said and done, is going to make all-time new highs, you know, over 150. But again, that's, you know, we're talking about maybe a year from now, maybe 6 months, I don't know. And I'll be plenty long by the time that happens. But over the near term, we've had, you know, a big churn between 80 and 90. And in fact, you actually got below 80 for a little bit, you know, this week. And we'll see. Again, I'm trading purely the trend and purely the trend that is based on my algorithm that tells me whether to be long or short. And what we do is we don't trade during the day. Those algorithms are run overnight. We either have a change or don't have a change. And if we are, we're short, and I'll be short at least until tomorrow, no matter what happens.
Fantastic. Yeah, interesting. What do you like? We're obviously here gold and silver focused at SF Live, very heavy precious metals, some base metals, of course, as well. What do your numbers, what do your algorithms tell you for gold and silver?
Interesting you ask. We were short gold since, I don't know, almost 18-something, and we just reversed, okay, this morning. As a matter of fact, in gold, silver, we reversed about 3 or 4 days ago. And again, I think that gold is probably going to make a little bit of a run here. You know, but I also believe, now this is a very important point for everybody there. I think that everybody should own physical metals, okay, as an ownership and trade paper metals. I don't believe in the paper side of the world. I don't think there's enough paper. If everybody wanted to get their gold for the paper, there wouldn't be enough. So I think if you believe in gold as an asset class and you want to use it not as a trading vehicle, you need to buy physical metals. But as a trading vehicle, obviously we trade the gold and silver futures. And I think that they're probably going to, you know, make a little bit of a rally. I mean, silver's really performed well off the bottom when it got down around 17. Now we're back over 21. So I think we're looking pretty solid here. And I would expect gold to at least make a run to 1800, if not higher. Now, again, that could change. But, you know, there's certainly a real reason to expect now the metals to go higher. And as the economies get more, we get more of these ridiculous central bank deals going on, and a lot of these rate hikes and these inflationary times, I think gold could be ready to make another move, you know, to, you know, maybe back to 18, 19, 2000, you know, but one level at a time.
Yeah. Do you play the pair trade with the US dollar? Are you short the US dollar right now?
We're actually long US dollars because they've done so well and they're still pretty strong. You know, I think the US dollars, and I think this is where we get confused. And I think this is where a lot of traders get confused. The correlation may be real, but that doesn't have to be at the same time. And, you know, many times, you know, I think gold, for example, when it was down, when it got down to almost 1700 or below, was actually telling you that it was making the adjustment against the dollar, against the strong dollar. And now it is working its way back up and getting back into the true relationship. You know, you don't know what the exact true relationship, you know, is it 122 to 1800 gold? Nobody really knows what that is. But markets are very efficient. I think the pricing and the action in gold anticipated the dollar going much higher. And now gold is now making its move back and catching up back to what the correlation probably should be.
Yeah, no, it looks like it for sure. At the beginning of our conversation, we talked about job numbers coming out tomorrow. How do those events sort of factor into your algorithm and your trading strategy?
They have no effect. We're strictly a price action operation. Because the truth of the matter is I have no idea what's already been priced in, but I assure you that Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan and companies and the banks like that, they've already know what the numbers are going to be. And not because they're getting them ahead of time, but because they have people that they pay millions of dollars a year to factor in the weekly jobless claims and all the other information that the government uses. You know, with technology, you get so much information ahead of time now that you can actually know what that number is going to be before the government actually tells you what it's going to be, which is why I don't like government numbers, because they can be calculated ahead of time before anybody can see them. So the big banks who can afford to speculate on those numbers, they already built their position in and know what that number is going to be tomorrow morning.
So we talked sports betting, we talked oil, gold, silver. What else are you trading right now? What else excites you? You mentioned you got 40 positions, but you got to have favorites, right?
Well, I mean, listen, I always trade, you know, during the day, I'll trade the euro currency regularly. I'll trade, you know, crude oil regularly. I'll trade gold regularly. You know, I'm looking at gold just to my right here, 4-minute charts, which I'll be, if I wanted to actively trade, you know, the indexes obviously are very liquid usually. So I'll trade those all day long as well. You know, as far as a favorite, wherever I can make money, you know, again, I'm a favorite of capital, not of the products. I really could care less unless I'm going to own it. You know, like gold and silver, you know, I like to buy physical gold and silver, but when it comes to trading, I don't care. You know, it's a, you know, I think people have to recognize that every market is really the same when it comes to trading it, right? The news is uneventful because the markets themselves will price in news before you see it. You can watch a market move and know that if there's not news already, there's news coming the way that they trade. And I think that's what you have to recognize. Is if you understand that all charts are the same, because they are, all patterns repeat themselves, then you can certainly trade any market as long as there's liquidity.
Yeah, no, true. Very, very true. What does your gut tell you, though? It's like, what's going to be the most fun, let's say, until the end of the year? You said gold will have a rally.
I think the oil trade is going to be crazy to the end of the year, because I think that there might be a little hanky-panky coming into the election. I think that the rest of the world, you know, would love to keep this administration in full power because they're so weak and they've given up so much of the power to other parts of the world. So I think they would like to make them stay in. I wouldn't be surprised to see crude oil, to see Saudi increase production, you know, a week or two before the election to bring prices down just to assure that the economy performs a little bit better so they can get these dummies reelected. Because, again, this is a horrible administration from, if you're an American capitalist, you know, this is not a regime that you want in power right now. And I think there could be some other things, including the central bank may not. So interest rate products, which I like to trade as well, you know, the bonds and the notes, they're very active as well. I think you're going to see a rate hike, but they might hold off again because of the election. There's a lot of things that, you know, what, you know, we as people have a very short-term view, right? We have the attention span of a gnat. And, you know, if it's good right now, oh, I want to vote for the same guys versus forgetting how bad it's been for the last couple of years. So I think the interest rate markets will be busy. I think the oil markets will be busy. And those, I think, will be great places to trade into. And then, of course, the metals as well.
Yeah, it's interesting how quickly the debt forgiveness fell off the table again, like the student loan forgiveness fell off the table again rather quickly as well, just as an election favor, right? Talking about, which briefly touched on the Fed and what they might do later on this year, what do you expect them to do now? November 2nd is the next FOMC meeting or the next Fed meeting. You mentioned they might hold. Like, what does that?
Raise. I mean, what they're telling us, they're going to hike 3/4 to a point. Okay, but again, if there is a political agenda, right? The Fed is supposed to be a private organization. Okay, they named it the Federal Reserve because they wanted people to associate with the government, but it's supposed to be private. It's the banking system globally. But at the end of the day, I think that when you look at it, they could make a political move and not hike rates, which would help the economy short term then, even though they're trying to stem the tide of inflation, which is totally ridiculous because no Federal Reserve has ever hiked rates into a recessionary period. Of course, that's when you change the bar of what a true recession is. But again, I tell everybody, look in your own bank account and ask yourself, are you in a recession or not?
Good question. Yeah, it looks grim out there for sure. Todd, last question. Who's going to win the Super Bowl this year?
Who's going to win the Super Bowl this year? I think that this year the Super Bowl is going to be won by the Buffalo Bills, which is the favorite. Unfortunately, I don't like to typically bet the favorites, but I do think that they are the best team, and I think they're going to win.
Fantastic. Yeah, lately I'm getting a little more excitement out of American football than the markets, I have to admit, personally. So, but Todd, thanks so much for joining us. It was a great conversation. Thanks for having
us. Guy, thank you so much. I enjoyed being on with you.
Much appreciated. Thanks so much. And everybody else, thank you so much for tuning in. This was SF Live. We were joined by Bubba Trading or by Todd Bubba Horwitz. And we really enjoyed the conversation. We talked football, oil, gold, silver, and what the Fed is up to as well. If you enjoyed the conversation, hit the like and subscribe button, leave a comment, and share the video with your friends. It is much appreciated, and we'll be back with more great content soon. Thanks so much.